Almost 95% of us give to charities in our lifetime, but only 30% of us give to charities as part of our estate. Here on Waterstone Bank's All Business Show is Craig Mellendorf of SFC Estate Coaching to help us change that. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Thank you very much.
You bet. I am assuming that much of that disparity has to do with tax laws, tax code just changed, et cetera. What effect do you see that having on charitable giving in 2019, if any?
Actually, it's not because of the tax laws. Tax laws for charitable giving have not really changed in your estate plan.
Gotcha. So why do you think there's this disparity of people that aren't
People don't giving? Know how to give in their estate plan.
Okay.
It's not brought up by attorneys. That's the number one reason.
Okay.
I've talked to attorneys numerous times, and the interesting thing about them is they will actually say to me that I will not bring up a charitable component unless they bring it up first to me. So most people walk in to do their will estate plan, don't think about the charitable side necessarily unless they have a church or school or something that they really believe in that they want to give to, but they don't think about it from the standpoint how this could actually benefit their tax plan and be able to give to their family the same way, because there's components out there that people don't know about.
I also thought that perhaps people are thinking, well, if I'm dead, thus estate planning, I don't get a tax break myself, so why should I worry about my heirs getting the tax break? Do you think that's part of the entity as well?
No, I think it just comes down, they just don't know what's out there that's available to them.
It's an ignorance issue. I hate to
say
it that way.
65% of people do not have an estate plan anyway.
Wow. Really?
Right.
Like Prince.
You can name lots of people that don't have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Martin Luther King didn't have one. Abraham Lincoln didn't have one. I mean, we can go way back.
Aretha Franklin.
There's numerous.
$6 million in debt. Yeah,
right.
Go figure. The IRS is knocking. Craig, you make it very clear in your literature that you sent to me in my preparation for this show that you work with third-party financial entities to assist individuals with their financial planning. So you're not in competition, say, with my sponsor, Waterstone Bank, as an example, right? You work
with
other
partners.
I'm
not in competition with anyone. I am third party in the sense that when I walk in, when I get a contract with an organization, a nonprofit organization, I am working directly with them, and I'd have nothing to bring or sell to the organization other than my services to their donors. So I turn out to be a free gift from them to their donors.
Right.
So that makes it a little bit different. So here, think about this as a, like using, I'll just give an example. Lutheran High School Association of Greater Milwaukee is one of my contracts. So they give me as a service to their families of the schools to sit down and talk to them about estate plan, develop it, and I get them attorney ready. I'm not an attorney, so I don't do the will, but I educate them through the whole process. And this makes it very comfortable for people because of the mere fact that most people are a little intimidated by going to an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to sound dumb.
But I
educate them through the whole process and get them attorney ready. And so they, when they go to the attorney, and we can make that very seamless also, is makes it very simple process. So they get them done in 90 days. Most attorneys can't get it done in 90 days.
All right. Why is estate planning so important to you? What's the big deal about this, Craig?
Well, to be honest with you, I was a teacher at Martin Luther High School.
Oh, okay.
And I was one of the ones that got let go in the downturn of the economy in 2009.
Well, you taught business. They needed gym teachers.
Well, the unfortunate thing was that I did, and it was tough. It was not an easy thing to go through because I never thought I would lose my job. I taught 18 different subjects in 18 years at that high school.
Okay.
So I was kind of like a utility infielder for the school.
Right.
So I never thought I'd get let go. But because of financial reasons, I did. Mm-hmm. And so one of my passions is for church workers out there, as far as in nonprofit schools, churches, et cetera, is help build a foundation large enough that their employees never have to be let go for financial reasons. Now, if they're poor at what they do, they should be let go or be talked to, et cetera.
Of course.
But not because there's too much money available out there.
Okay. I know that you and SFC in particular like to work with family businesses. For a time, you were part of my organization, Family Business Leadership Partners. Why family businesses?
Well, a lot of them like to continue. They built this business, and they would like to have a succession plan to their family, but they don't know how to make that happen.
Yeah.
And to make it efficient and make it work so that, you know, the kids didn't build the business. They did.
Mm-hmm.
And so to pass that on in a way that's continues to make it profitable and beneficial for the whole family. So it doesn't just run into the ground, that they can actually continue it.
And that's sad because way
that's
too many
the legacy
family,
idea, correct?
Yeah, way too many family businesses do run into the ground.
Sure.
If I'm a financial services provider or an individual looking to add charitable giving, estate planning to my estate plan, how do I get in touch with SFC and Craig Mellendorf?
I have a webpage that's easy to get to, just sfcestatecoaching.com.
That address again, SFC?
SFC. Estate. So it stands for Spouse, Family, Charity, if you're single, Single Family Charity, EstateCoaching.com.
Terrific. Craig, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Dr. Dave frequently highlights a not-for-profit or charitable organization on the show, as they are businesses too, and frequently they don't get near the amount of press and publicity that for-profits and, of course, publicly traded companies do. Not-for-profits are a huge part of the business world in southeastern Wisconsin. In fact, we per capita have among the highest rates of NFPs in the entire nation. It's a sign of our frugality and our kind heart. Keep giving, Wisconsin, and until next week at 6:20 a.m. on 6:20 WTMJ, remember, God bless.